You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and just like the big voice guy said, yes, we are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center.
Big voice guy.
The address is 2451 Cumberland Parkway. If you want to stop on in and see us. Now, as far as the college football playoff games, got a big one tonight. Mike, I'm curious where you're going to be watching this. Number nine, Alabama will face Oklahoma tonight. Where are you going to watch this one?
So, this is funny. So, my wife has had on the calendar for like 6 weeks that she has a girls' Christmas dinner tonight.
Okay.
And, of course, 6 weeks ago, nobody knew if Alabama would be in the playoff. Nobody knew when they would be playing. So, I'm like, go ahead. Yeah, I'll take the kids tonight.
Yeah.
No big deal. Well, when the playoff was announced and Alabama made it in and then they also got put as the Friday night game, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, dude. Am I going to watch this with my two kids? I'm not. So I hit my wife up Monday and I was like, look, I've been thinking long and hard about this. Is it cool with you? Because I know I promised that I would take care of the kids. I was like, is it cool with you if I get a babysitter? If we just get a babysitter. Now, the caveat to that is that she deals with the babysitter, and she's going to be the one paying the babysitter at the end of the night. And so now that's back on her shoulders. She was kind enough to be like, I understand. Yes. And so I have a good buddy of ours that races with me and Bo. He's actually got a cabin just south of Dahlonega, kind of Dawsonville area. I'm going to ride up there and hang out with him, stay the night up there, and watch the game out there around the outdoor fireplace. And we're going to have a nice little Bammer evening, man. I have no idea what to expect for this football game. I'm going to be real. I have no idea what to expect. So we'll see what happens. Bama's gotten relatively healthy over the last 2 weeks. They were really, really banged up at a couple of different spots. Tight end Josh Cuevas is coming back. He was not. He did not play in the Iron Bowl, did not play against Georgia, so I think that'll be a big boost for them in some ways, and hopefully they can get it done, but I don't know what to expect.
Well, Bo, I know you're distracted by the pub subs over there, but do you have any inkling of what's going to be happening tonight between Alabama and Oklahoma?
It smells like sausage. I could be wrong.
It's Boar's Head Jalapeno Popper Sliders. Holy moly.
Wow, like every word she just said was a cliffhanger. I was like, that sounds good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the entire city of Atlanta just hung on your words.
Wow.
Boar's Head Jalapeno
Popper Sliders. Oh, and you've got hummus for me. Dessert hummus, yes.
You guys are great, man. This is awesome.
Mike, give me an update on Jam Miller. That's important for my –
I believe he's going to try to play. I don't know how good he will be if he tries to play. I think that's the difference with some of these guys that's like able to play, or some of those guys is like back to almost healthy. I don't know. But Josh Cuevas, the tight end I was just talking about, I think he's back to almost healthy. Jam Miller, if he does play, I'm not sure with the injury he had that it's going to be the brand that you need to. But they've been out a couple of different running backs the last couple of weeks that they should get back to close to full health.
Alabama needs to come out. And Mike, I thought you did a really good job in the SEC championship game during it, tweeting about the game plan and how just honestly it was pathetic.
It really was.
I can say that. I don't know if you want to, but it was pathetic. Because the more I think about that game and talk about what you and I talked about, what you put out there, they just literally just told Ty Simpson to drop back 40 times.
It was crazy.
And see what it's about. Like some people, you know, talk about the Falcons. They just threw it up on the wall, and if it stuck, it stuck.
It was very reminiscent of a Zach Robinson, Michael Penix game plan.
And it's not the way that that Ty Simpson is the best. I need Ty Simpson moving.
Yes.
In the pocket.
Yes.
I need them to try to come out and establish the run game. Like, get those big guys moving. Get Alabama's offensive linemen where they're not basically back on their heels and getting attacked, because this is a good defensive line. They've got a good run defense. It's funny. My neighbor is a big OU fan. His granddad played there, or his dad won. He has family that played there back when defensive linemen were like 230 pounds.
Right, yeah.
And you know, we talked before the Ole Miss game, and he said, what do you think OU played Ole Miss? And I said, I don't know, man. Championship defenses find ways to win football games. That's what they have. And if OU is going to make a push, it's going to be up front. Alabama has to try to establish the line of scrimmage on offense. And because I think, overall, Alabama's a good enough team. I really do. And I think Ty Simpson is kind of – I went up to bat for Gunner yesterday because I didn't like where he was ranked. Ty Simpson was ranked like 41st on that list I was talking about, way underrated as a player. But they got to help him, man. And Ryan Williams, dude, play like he play in the SEC, dog.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree with you. The upside there that I will say, as bad as I think Bama's game plan was against Georgia last week, and I mentioned it, they were hampered at a couple different spots. I don't think that excuses what the game plan was. I think that should have made it even more of an emergency to kind of move Ty Simpson around. But you go back and watch them play against Oklahoma's defense, which they are incredible defensively. They actually put up 400 yards of offense, five, 6 weeks ago. So there is some upside there. If they can get that done again, not turn the ball over the way Ty Simpson did in the first matchup, I think they'll be okay. But Oklahoma, man, that's a good team. John Mateer is one of those guys that's – can get it done in tight situations. So we'll see if that happens again tonight.
Number 10, Miami plays number 7, Texas A&M, tomorrow at noon at Kyle Field in Texas.
Two things. First off, the timing in this game, it's because they know this is the best game of the day. It probably could be the second best game overall, but they think this is the best matchup. So they want to put it when it's against no one or nothing. Do I hate the fact that it's 12 o'clock or 11 a.m. local kick? I do. But that crowd is going to be ready. Can Miami withstand the early assault? Because A&M probably got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after losing to Texas. They didn't look good, really, Pat Forty told us the other day, look, they looked bad the first half against South Carolina. They looked bad all of the game against Texas. That's fine. That's not necessarily wrong. But they are going to come out, I feel like, with a surge. But with that crowd behind them, they got a chip on their shoulder. The coaching advantage to me goes to Texas A&M and Elko. And then you look over Cristobal. And then you got the home field. Quarterback-wise, I actually think Miami probably has a better quarterback consistently, as crazy as that sounds with how Carson Beck plays. But can Cassius Howell get after him, man? Because that dude is a stud. But Miami's good up front, too.
I was going to say, Miami's good up front, and I think that Texas A&M is serviceable up front. But these two defensive fronts, the front four really from both teams, are just unbelievable. So there is going to be a point where Miami's going to have to step up and block. And, Texas A&M is going to have to do the same thing with Miami's defensive front attacking them. It's one of those games where I go in and I'm like, offensive lineman, look away. This could get bad. if you're scared of edge rushers that have speed to power, you might not want to watch this group that's going to be playing in this matchup, man. That's going to be an insane environment.
Yeah, Arvell Reese from Ohio State gets a lot of the accolades, but Cassius Howell is – I watched Cassius Howell abuse Florida's offensive line. That's not a bad offensive line. Dude is an absolute stud. He can come off the edge with speed and power.
Well, I do want to give a quick shout out before we get to my Mac drop that today the Kennesaw State Owls play the West Michigan Broncos in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. All right, let's.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Go ahead and make Mike regret the pause he landed on my tees for Mac Drop. So it's this time of year, people get a little bit lonely if they don't have family around, might want someone to talk to if they're missing their family. Grandma Eileen is the inspiration behind this next movement that is happening.
It's an elite grandma name.
About Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
And it was about 13 years ago, Mike Matthews, he had a coworker. He's up in New York. He had a coworker come in his office and basically break down. She's like, I'm going through a breakup. I don't know what to do. And you know how awkward that is when,
for sure.
Yeah, and
for
you're
sure.
Like, you don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. So Mike Matthews pulled out the ultimate number, his Grandma Eileen's number, and he slid it across the table and said, you should talk to her. I know it sounds crazy, but she is wonderful. And sure enough, this coworker did. Just called his grandma and had a conversation with her, and she felt amazing afterwards.
Wow.
So Mike Matthews was like, I have an idea here. And he started setting up lemonade stands with his grandma around New York City.
No.
And people would just stop by. Strangers would stop by and talk to her and get feelings off their chest. And it started to prove to be huge, like huge for this, for her. Like, she really enjoyed the time as well.
Sure, yeah.
And talking with these strangers. So, unfortunately, Grandma Eileen did pass away a few years ago. But Mike Matthews realized that this was such a big thing. He went ahead and recruited other grandmas to keep the movement going and paid tribute to his grandma as well. Let's hear from one of those grandmas right now.
Grandmas are non-judgmental. We're loving people as a rule. And it's just nice sometimes to be able to talk to someone. Some just want to stop and say hello and thank me for sitting here and bringing them joy just by saying, just by listening. That's all. I adopted 4 granddaughters today.
Look, this is a win-win for everyone.
Man.
Because it gets grandmas out of the house and they get to go talk to people and they're helping others solve their problems. And Mike, to keep the tribute going to his grandma, her face is all over these stands that he props up, and they're painted purple, her favorite color. So you can stop by, tell them your problems. So far, this is spread out to Texas, New York, and Arizona. And I want to get one started in Atlanta. So you can go to grandmastand.com. We can tell Mike Matthews that we know about this movement.
Dude.
And start getting them here on our street corners.
I love this so much. I'm going to need you just next time to say, hey, don't pause on this because you're going to regret it.
No.
No, I love this so much. This is so cool. And you're right. This benefits so many people in multiple ways, right? A lot of times, I think that grandmas and an older generation do want, you know, younger people to call them and talk to them and use them as a sounding board. And they've also lived a lot of life and have seen a lot of situations.
Yeah.
So this kind of works out in every direction, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a win-win for absolutely everyone.
Yeah, this is like a Hallmark story. I thought you were reading a script. I was like, when do they make the movie?
I mean, it should be, right?
And then grandma sets up.
But grandma could set up, you know, the big city girl with the small town guy. And she's like, I know someone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's
well.
It's a matchmaker service, Allie.
Yeah, it's just a, jeez.
If it was a Hallmark movie, that's what Bo was saying.
No, no, you turned it into a Lifetime movie. I had it as a Hallmark movie. You turned it into a Lifetime movie. But yeah, that's a cool story. Good. You know, that's outside of the box thinking, right? And so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out for his coworker, so it helped other people as well.
It also goes to show you that sometimes a talent is not something you even realize that what a talent was.
Yeah.
And obviously, Eileen had a talent for talking to people.
Absolutely.
And there's a bunch of it out there. So it's really cool.
Well, coming up, Sunday will be here before we know it. What do the Falcons need to get this win against the Cardinals? It's next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.